Happy now to be talking with the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Chief, Todd Fitzgerald. And, Chief, welcome back to MSO and welcome back to the North Shore.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be back.
Little training down south, so we're all prepared now for next hurricane season?
Yeah, we're all prepared, and hopefully, we don't have one, but I think we gained some good knowledge through the Hurricane Center, and we'll be put it to good use if we have to.
Exactly, and it's like when I bought all my ski gear and ski equipment, and then we have a mild winter, so hopefully we won't need that kind of stuff. Chief, we're talking in general, this crazy stuff going on with something called swatting hoaxes. It's not the first time, but it seems to be more intense right now. And in general, the idea of a hoax or a false alarm, I think people, maybe young people especially, but people have to understand, one, how serious it is, and two, how dangerous it is, and then three, that there are serious penalties.
Yeah, exactly. And, when these calls come in, we have to address them as it was an actual call until we can physically determine that, it actually is a hoax or there's nothing going on. So it takes a lot of time and takes a lot of assets from around the region.
I know, Chief, talking with Chief Francis over in Essex, he was involved back in 2013 in looking for the Marathon bombers. And he was describing, and I know the chief. He's a former student of mine as well. And he was talking a few years ago, very candidly, about the psychological effects. And he was just on the periphery. He wasn't actually in the middle of it. But he had to go door to door. And police officers are people. So I mean, it can have some profound psychological effects. This kind of thing, can it?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's some things we have to take into account these days, and it's more, I think, more prevalent, and there's more training on it now, from when I started 31 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, it does take a toll on the officers when they have to go into these situations.
The other thing I think that has made things worse is social media, and again, talking with Chief Francis, he was advising that the old, if you see something, say something, get a hold of us police, because I know on a local level, you and your staff and the same all over the Cape Ann police that I've dealt with are very responsive to people. And even if you think it might be trivial, you guys don't mind being called.
No, absolutely. And I try and say that all the time. And, I have monthly office hours the first Thursday of every month. And people come in and say, I don't mean to bother you, but, We want to know what's going on, and if you see, like you said, see something, say something, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to help and protect the public.
Now, is there a coordinated? I don't want to put it that way, but is there a communication among police departments regarding this kind of stuff that's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain procedures that we follow. Mm-hmm. And being a regional school district here in Manchester, Chief Francis and I and the Manchester and Essex Police Departments are constantly training in this type of thing, and we have a very good working relationship, so hopefully we never have to put it to use, but if it does, I think we're ready for a situation that should arise.
And of course, prevention is the key. Prevention. It's a coincidence that today is a school. I guess this week was School Resource Officer Day on Wednesday. I think it was, and maybe you could talk up your school resource officers if you would.
Yeah, so we have one school resource officer. Her name's Andrea Locke, Officer Locke. She's been in the school since 2019, late 2019, when the program first started, and that was one of my things when I became chief, to institute a school resource officer, because I think it's key to bridge the gap between the police and the youth in the community. And since she's been in there, she's done a tremendous job building these relationships, not only with the students, but the faculty and staff and the parents. We had a meeting last summer over some concerns that some parents had, and it was she put that all together, and it was my command staff and the parents, and that we addressed the concerns, at the end of the day, the safety of the students is paramount.
I think it's fantastic that you do that. I know Gloucester's Mike Scola, a former student of mine, and while I was teaching, he first started over there. And it's a real comforting presence when you see these people in your building. So I appreciate that. Now, I know the training is ongoing for her as well. Chief, anything else you might want to mention, either advice or anything else in general about what's going on in your town?
No, I think we know we're preparing for budget season, and you know, staffing issues has been a key issue here, and hopefully we're trying to solve that with hiring some new people. And March 1st, we're transitioning to regional dispatch from an in-house program that we had. So that's been ongoing in the last few months, and I hope the residents won't see any. Thing you know, out in the public, notice any changes with the way we handle and dispatch our calls. It'll all be on the back end, but that's the only other stuff that's really going on at this point.
All right, I should point out that you do have a website. You do update it frequently. Manchester by the Sea Police Department official website, and all you have to do is just go to manchesterpd.com. Chief, as always, thank you so much. Be safe, be well, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Rick, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
That is Manchester by the Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.